Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Rascals bring this back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book is go to jimblasingame.com. Ruth King is here. Ruth's our guest, our good friend, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Profitability Revolution, author of Profit or Wealth. That's her new book, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth. Ruth, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the imperative of profit, folks. It is not an option. It's something you've got to learn how to do. You're not a complete manager. You're not a going concern. You're not a business that can live for very long if you don't understand the not only why profit's important, but how to do it. And Ruth, you were telling us at the break something that we've been harping on here for a long time. You have to charge enough. And how much you charge is what you have to get determined to deliver the gross profit that you need that will cover your expenses. And that's the number that drives your pricing, not how much Walmart or Amazon charges, right?
Yeah, let's start at the bottom because I turn the P&L backwards or upside down. So I start with how much profit you want on the bottom line. All right, you need some amount of profit. And let's assume you want a dime for every dollar that comes in the door. I mean, that's not unreasonable in my book.
Yep.
Your dime's a dime, you know. If you want a nickel, that's fine, or a quarter, that's fine. But let's just take a dime. So you want a 10% or you want $10 on the bottom line. What's your overhead? You know, what's your overhead cost per hour? You know, think about how many hours you're in the business or whatever it is, and you take your total overhead and you divide it by the total number of hours, of billable hours, or, you know, whatever measure of production you use, and let's say that it's $40 overhead cost per hour. So we got $10 on the bottom line, and we got $40 on top of that. So our gross profit has to equal $50. You know, you take profit plus overhead, and that equals gross profit. And then whatever your costs are, and then you add, let's say your costs are another $100, and so you have to charge Mrs. Jones $150 to make it, you know, a 10%, a dime on the bottom line.
Yep.
It's really easy.
And if Walmart charges $135, that makes no never mind to you. That has nothing to do with you. Walmart has a different model that their numbers are different from the one Ruth just said that you have to have. And you can say, well, I have to be competitive with Walmart. Well, maybe, maybe not. But if you think that. If you can't justify your $150 that Ruth just described, if you can't find a way to justify that, go ahead and lock up today. Otherwise, you're just prolonging the inevitable, right, Ruth?
Yep, absolutely. And you have to just say, forget, you know, not all customers are Walmart customers.
That's right.
You have to find your customer base. You have to find the people who
and they're
you
out
can
there.
Take care of. Yep.
And the good news, Ruth, I just want to say this one more thing. The good news is Walmart has to and Amazon, they have to conquer the world. You probably only need 100 customers. If the thousands of people in your community, in your market, surely you can find 100 that like you. What do you think, Ruth?
I think you can find probably more than 100 because if
well,
you like
might not,
the 100
you might
who
need,
like you.
You might need 500. Heck, I made a living with 6 one time. You know what I mean? You can. It depends on the business you're in, right?
Yeah. I mean, think about it this way. If you had 100 customers who were raving fans, if I can use Ken Blanchard's words, they're gonna refer another 100 customers or maybe 200 customers.
Yep.
And you turn those customers into people who refer. And you end up exponentially growing your business. What's wrong with that?
Well, and people don't expect a small business to be the same price as Walmart. But I'm telling you, people act like everybody who's going to do business with them is watching every nickel that they pay. And if somebody says, If somebody comes into your store and says, well, I can get that cheaper at Walmart, I would say, well, have a good life. I can't stay open. I would say this to them. I can't stay open if I won't be here for you if you pay me what you pay Walmart. Now, you tell me, do you want me to be here or not? I would have that conversation with some of them. What do you think? Is that too strong?
Depends upon the personality style of the person you're dealing with. Some people would say that's fine.
I'm more
some
rude
people
than
would
you
realize
are, obviously.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. No, but I mean, this is life and death we're talking here, right?
Yeah, if you want to survive in business, you got to price. You got to be profitable. That's it. Done. If you're not profitable, you won't be in business. Long term, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Give us another.
Really,
Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, profit's the first piece, okay? And then profitability, which is sustained profits. I mean, okay, you make your mind up you're going to raise your prices or do what you need to do to make a dime of, you know, profit for every dollar that comes in the door. But you have to do that month after month after month after month after month after month. Mm-hmm. So profitability is really the ability to sustain your business on profit so that you don't have to worry about going to the bank for a loan, so that you don't have to worry about making sure, you know, where's the next sale going to be coming from. If the, you know, we have another pandemic, hopefully we don't, but who knows. If that happens, do we have enough profits to keep the business going? Profits do turn into cash at some point, but the reality is you need profitability, which is sustained profits for a long period of time.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between margin and markup and why the difference is the difference in whether you're going to survive or not. If you don't know the difference between margin and markup, it may be the reason why you may not survive. Quick break. Tintel, right back with Ruth King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.